Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Today, NASA is facing significant operational changes, from retiring the shuttle program to transitioning to the next generation space transportation system for exploration beyond low Earth orbit. In seizing these opportunities and challenges, NASA continues its role as the nation's pioneer in space exploration, scientific discovery, and aeronautics research. To do this successfully, however, rests on the pursuit of an effective human capital approach and workforce strategy. What is NASA's human capital and workforce strategy? How is NASA tackling the human capital challenges it faces? And what is NASA doing to develop future leaders and pursue a strategic workforce planning approach? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Jerry Buchholz, Chief Human Capital Officer at NASA. Jerry, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really pleased to be here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Lori Feller. Lori, welcome.
Thank you.
It's
welcome.
Always great to have you. So, Jerry, many of our listeners are familiar with NASA, but before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you could give us a brief overview of its history and continuing evolution. When was it created, and how has its mission evolved to date?
So NASA was created in October of 1958, and I think people are very familiar with the NASA history. It's part of our U.S. cultural history through the Gemini program, the Apollo program, and the Space Shuttle program. And as your listeners probably know, the Space Shuttle program ended about a year and a half ago. And at that time, people were sort of wondering if there was really a future for NASA. So one of the things that I'm pleased to say today is that indeed the future for NASA is quite bright. We are currently working on the James Webb Telescope, which is a very, very long-range telescope that's being built. We are also working on the new Orion vehicle, which will take astronauts past the moon, and the SLS rocket to launch that. And I think of great interest always is the fact that we have astronauts living and working on the space station 365 days a year. One of our astronauts, Kevin Ford, just returned this past week, and another is about to launch soon. The launch schedule is on the NASA website, so I encourage people to go ahead and go look for that and watch the launch live on NASA TV.
So with such a critical and broad mission, how is NASA organized? What's the size of its budget, number of FTEs, and geographical footprint?
So currently we have about just under 18,000 employees. We have a very, very large contractor base. Approximately 45,000 contractors work with NASA on the NASA mission. And generally our budget is somewhere around $17 billion a year. Geographically, we go, you know, around, I would call it the edge of the United States, starting in Cleveland, Ohio, with the Glenn Research Center, then Goddard, headquarters in D.C., Langley, which is a flight research center, down to Kennedy, which I think people are familiar with from the space shuttle launches, Marshall, where we build engines and rockets, Stennis, where we test them, Johnson, which is where our human spaceflight is located, the astronauts, et cetera, and then working our way up through California to Ames Dryden, which is a research center for aviation, and JPL of Big Bang Theory fame, I think is is their big claim to fame. But and Mohawk Eye.
So Jerry, would you tell us more about your role as NASA's Chief Human Capital Officer? What are your responsibilities and duties, and how do your efforts support NASA's overall mission?
So as the Chief Human Capital Officer of NASA, I have a really interesting and unique role. So I'm, of course, responsible for overall agency policy, for the overarching executive resources of the agency, and for the IT infrastructure that the human resources business operation runs on. But my most important contribution to the agency mission is the work that I do on workforce culture and ensuring that NASA has the workforce culture, the innovative culture it needs, so that in, you know, at some point in the future, human beings can travel beyond the moon to Mars, and also so that we can engage in our Earth observation activities related to climate and weather, et cetera. It is interesting because culture and working on culture issues is very, very different than HR business operations. And it can be challenging sometimes to keep that sorted out and to really be sure always that the things that you are working on really do address the issue that you're trying to address. But I have to also say that the culture work is, for me at least, by far the more exciting, innovative, creative aspect of the job.
It's also challenging, isn't it? So I'd like to understand some of your key challenges. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
So as we look at NASA culture, people do see NASA as an innovation organization. And truthfully, that's what our mission is. We only engage in work that is either so technically or scientifically complex that the time duration is so long that the government needs to engage in that work. There's not a real strong business proposition. And then once we have solved those scientific and technical issues, we turn that research over to the private sector for commercialization. So in terms of thinking about culture at NASA and what we're focusing on to create that environment of innovation, we really focus in three areas. We focus on connecting our people to each other and the mission, which is challenging in times when travel, training, and conferences are receiving a great deal of scrutiny across the federal government. We focus on building what we call model supervisors, those supervisors that display the attributes that we need to lead NASA into the future. And we focus on recognizing and rewarding innovative performance. So as we work on developing our strategy, as we work on implementing our strategy, which we're doing at the same time, we really try to focus our efforts in those three areas.
So along with these challenges that you've encountered, leading human capital efforts can also be fraught with unanticipated and unexpected surprises. To that end, what has really surprised you the most since taking on this role?
So I've been in my job for like a year and a half, and I feel very, very fortunate that I have the opportunity. I like to maintain that I have the best HR job on the planet or off. One of the things that has surprised me the most, you know, here we have some of the smartest human beings on the planet, literally, and how giving they are with their time and how willing they are to share their story with anyone who is interested in spending time with them. I recently spent a day with a young man who is a laser engineer, and he is working on developing a tractor beam, like on Star Trek. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this young man who has a laboratory who's literally working on building a Star Trek tractor beam, just so generous with and patient with his technical explanations and with his time. And that really did surprise me when I arrived. Astronauts, the most generous, thoughtful people you'd ever want to meet. So it has been not a negative surprise, but rather a very, very pleasant surprise to spend your day in the company of, you know, people who really, really think deeply about what it is that they do and really, really care about what they do.
Well, Jerry, you've talked about pursuing a culture of innovation, and that no doubt requires leadership. So in your mind, what are some of the characteristics of an effective leader, and who's influenced your leadership style?
So on the question of who's influenced my leadership style, I've had a long career in public service. I entered public service immediately upon graduation from my undergraduate degree, but I went into the Peace Corps, and I went to what was then Zaire. It's now the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where I taught high school English for 2 years. And then I came back and went almost immediately to work for the federal government. So I have, oh gosh, over 30 years of service, even though I am still quite young. And over that time, of course, I had many, many supervisors. Now, sometimes supervisors can be role models, and sometimes they can serve as terrible warnings, and I had a combination. But I do recall about midpoint in my career, I had two supervisors back-to-back, and both of them were gentlemen. One was a crusty old Marine, and they prepared me for the position I am in now in two particular areas that I am very grateful for. The first is always move forward. You cannot do anything about what has happened in the past. It is important to understand the past, to learn lessons from the past, but not to dwell on the past. And always be looking forward into the future as far as your mind will allow you to go. And for me, that's pretty far out. I can think out, you know, easily 10, 15 years. It's not a problem for me. The other thing, and this was the harder lesson and one that took quite a bit longer, was be prepared to receive unjustified criticism. And I call my phrase for this is grow duck feathers, meaning that when unjustified criticism comes your way, let it roll over you, let it wash over you, don't let it waterlog you and drag you down. And these two people who were my mentors and were actually my supervisors gave me a great, great gift when they taught me those two particular attributes and skills.
What is NASA's human capital and workforce strategy? We will ask Jerry Buchholz, Chief Human Capital Officer at NASA, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.